1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time, 751. Joined on the line now by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich, recently elected to a second term in office. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, Tony. And have you been a long time? I mean, the last 1 or 2 months with elections between us, and we were not in session, so I miss being in your program.
All right. Well, I want to get your thoughts, first of all, to winning a second term in office, and then also moving ahead, what you look forward to in your second term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, very, very pleased, very happy. It was a very interesting election, and very pleased with my message and the support of everyone in Greenwich, and ready to serve Greenwich and all of our constituents, the ones that voted and didn't vote for me back in Hartford. Will be a challenge here. We are already discussing committees, so it seems that I will be serving in education once again, environment once again, and transportation. Transportation is an important committee for us in Greenwich, with the I-95, with the Merritt, with the Route 15, and so many projects still to be seen how they progress, the I-95 corridor, and so happy to be serving on those three committees. Will be a challenging year. As you know, we open sessions and the governor will be presenting his budget. I mean, we basically ran out of ARPA funding in December, and so there is a new administration coming up. Certainly the financial guardrails is something that had kept Connecticut on the right financial track. And so all of that will be challenges for us discussing the budgets, and I'm ready to do that. We are starting to meet among the different caucuses and see what our priorities will be. But we will be there sitting down, debating issues, knowing that we will have to, you know, progress in some things and some others might have to wait a bit. And that's the nature of politics.
All right, let's talk about one of the topics that was hot during the campaigns, you know, throughout the state, was energy prices. What can we do to try to address that situation?
Energy prices, certainly, despite the fact that I am not in the energy committee. However, I think that we have to get everyone on the table. We have to get the suppliers, the producers. We have to get the good producers of non-renewable energy. We have to look at the renewable energy options that we have. I think that over the summer, talking and learning from experts, something that I hear and I share is that you don't commit to one source of just supply forever. I mean, technology change every year. Let's look at nuclear right now. Nuclear is became a much more environmental friendly. We can see some of the projects that are going on the West, that they are looking into different ways of producing nuclear with much less waste. And so we have to be open. We have to see every option that we have, to not commit to one option that costs us money, committing to one nuclear supplier. We have to see the lifespan of that supplier, I mean, and see how we solve this in the pockets of the consumers. And certainly what we did years ago is costing all of us as consumers money, and we have to address that. Who pays for that, in what part of the budget it goes, and all of that will be part on the of the discussion. I basically, during the campaign, I opposed the special session because I think that this requires everyone on the table, discussing, debating, and looking for solution. And you cannot do that in a special session. Special sessions are 1 or 2 day sessions, and so I didn't want to use energy for political purposes. I think that I would like to see long-term solutions to what is affecting all consumers in Connecticut.
All right, State Representative Arzina, we'll stop it there because we'll have lots more to talk about as we get closer to the session. We'll talk in December again, and I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving.
Very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Tony, everyone at your station, radio station, and thank you very much again. It has been a pleasure to be with you and talking once a month.
All right, great.
And
thank you.
Very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
State Representative Hector Arzino. WGCH Center Time is...